This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Delta Airlines, the world's biggest airline by revenue, by the way, said today it is going to spend $1 billion over the next decade to go carbon neutral. Not that its planes won't still be putting out greenhouse gases, but that it's going to mitigate all of those emissions in part by buying things that are called carbon offsets. Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino explains that slice of the carbon economy.
There are a couple ways air travel could get cleaner, says Sola Jen with the International Council on Clean Transportation.
One is alternative jet fuel and the other is electrification.
But those technologies are years, maybe decades away from powering commercial planes. So Delta and other airlines have to look elsewhere to reduce their carbon footprints now by buying carbon offsets.
It's sort of a tool for someone who can't reduce emissions themselves to pay someone else to do it.
Jason Bordoff directs Columbia University's Center on Global Energy Policy.
If you were to plant trees that wouldn't otherwise be there, you'll remove CO2 from the air. If you can prevent trees from being cut down that might otherwise have been cut down, you can keep carbon from going into the air.
He says there are lots of programs to offset greenhouse gases, like investments in wind and solar farms and cleaner burning chimney designs. But the key is that they have to result in a permanent CO2 reduction that wouldn't have happened otherwise. Ethan Elkind directs the climate program at UC Berkeley School of Law.
Would this forest truly have been cut down without that carbon offset? That's a difficult question to answer.
Elkind says that's why offset programs need outside auditors to verify the actual carbon reductions. But there's also concern that focusing too much on offsets could slow clean tech advances.
So it really needs to be a whole suite of measures, and we don't want to let carbon offsets become an excuse for not doing the other things that we should be doing at the same time.
Things like cleaner airplanes or alternatives like high-speed rail. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.